funded by a 0.25 mil property tax that was passed in 2018, 2022, already by five, has provided more than 12,400 young kids, expectant parents from every zip code in Kent County access to programs focused on healthy development, early learning, family support, much in between. We'll talk about it. And of course, through developmental screening, 730 kids have been connected to early intervention services. So let's dig into this Ready by Five and its impact on families, our segment we call By Leaps and Downs and Bounds. I Only Get the Best, Millie Martinez, Kent County parent. Good morning to you, Millie.
Hi, good morning.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Tania Ingram, you also a Kent County parent. It's good to be a parent.
Yes, it certainly is.
Nice. All right, I ask you to go a bit more into your introductions, and I'll start with you, Millie.
Yeah, so I am a parent leader on the Ready by Five Parent Leader Board, mm-hmm. where we just go over the funding and vote on what should go through or not. I also have a five-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I've been part of the programs that are funded by this millage as well.
Tania, your introduction.
So I am the mother of a 19-month-old baby girl. I've also served on the Residential Proposal Review Board with Millie, and currently I am the co-chair of the Ready by Five Steering Committee.
Great, and thank you for that. So I'm going to stay with you, Tania. Tell us about the breadth of services funded by the millage.
So as you mentioned, there's currently about 34 different programs through 18 different nonprofits. They serve about 12,000 kids annually, and these cover different things like parent education and support, outreach and navigation, healthy development, early learning programs, and parent education and support.
What do you add to that, Millie?
Yeah, they do have a lot of programs, and specifically on the ones that Tania touched on. They have like play groups, they do, there's questionnaires that they send out for parents that you can kind of go through as your child grows. And they service all kinds of families. So it's not just specifically for people who already have a baby. It could be expecting mothers as well.
And staying with you, Millie, talk about how programming funded by the millage has helped your family and maybe help us understand what happens in a home visit.
So the first program that I was a part of was the home visiting program, and I started that when I was expecting, more at like the later stage, almost before I gave birth. And basically a nurse would just come to the home and ask me questions, and I would have the space to ask her questions about anything I needed help on, because having a newborn is really hard, especially because kids are so different. So just because you did it once doesn't mean that it'll be perfect the second time. So it was really helpful to have someone there guiding me through the newborn stage. And then they came back like at my other milestones, like 3 months, 6 months, a year.
And if I may follow up with your experience, a child who has had a delay that was identified early, what was the early identification? Actually, why was it so critical?
It was very critical because, you know, the main form of communication for a child is pointing and talking. And if they're not able to talk, they're not able to communicate what they need. So it was really hard for us to understand what he wanted sometimes. And the way that we were able to identify this was through one of the ages and stages questionnaire that they would send out. We filled it out and they noticed that he wasn't where other children were. And from pointing that out, they were able to give us referrals to places who can help with that. So the referral isn't funded by the millage, but they like the program that they referred us to, but they did the referral. So that really helped us get the help that he needed.
Important. Tania, your family has participated in many programs funded by Ready by Five. So talk about your experience specifically maybe with the play and learn groups and environmental health programming.
Yeah, so I would say my favorite program that my family has participated in has been the play and learn groups. I think my daughter would also agree. We started going for the social component because she is an only child, but I kept going because I received the reassurance from an individual there who's leading these play groups, who has their degree in child development. And there's an opportunity for my child to explore new toys and interact with different play schemas. And then in addition to that, the most impactful program for our family has been the environmental safety programs. So we've worked with Healthy Homes Coalition, who actually came out to our house when my daughter had elevated lead levels. So they assessed our home for lead and then other dangers as well. So we recognized that through a lead soil shop that one of the primary ways that she was getting lead exposure was actually through our soil. So it was really helpful. So with Healthy Homes, they provide education, they assist with safety planning, and then they also provide resources.
Thank you for that reminder. How are decisions made about funding, Tania?
So decisions are made about funding by first organizations submit a proposal, and then the proposals get reviewed by a residential proposal review board. So that review board is made up of parents, early childhood leaders, and then also just community leaders as well. So each program goes through a lot of scrutiny. There's like a rubric that has to be followed and ensure that each one is meeting certain criteria. And then the board meets and discusses programs and decides which program should be funded.
I trust you had personal experience as a parent deciding where and how money should be spent.
Definitely. I would say that parents' voice was the most impactful and the most important voice in the room.
Your answer to decisions made about funding and your experience, Millie?
Yeah, so like Tania said, the parent voice is really, really important, and they account for that 100%. We also have parent leader backups, so and they're involved in the process as well. So they don't do the final vote, but they are part of like grading the proposals. And any questions we have that we want to ask organizations, we're allowed to do so. We really do pick it apart. You know, we look at what's working, what's not working, and we ask why it's not working. And as a parent, you know, we can only speak for so many parents because there's so many different scenarios, which is why when we sat down and pick like future parent leaders, we look at, okay, what zip code are they in? Are we hitting that area as well? So it's not just for like a certain area. It's we try to accommodate for everybody.
Call this segment By Leaps and Bounds, Ready by Five and Its Impact on Families, our topic for today with Millie Martinez, Kent County parent, along with Tania Ingram as well, Kent County parent. I turn back to you, Tania, the importance of parents at all tables when it comes to your planning, your decision making. How is this improving and working?
I would say it's improving and working because it's something that First Steps Kent has made a priority in these proposals. How are you having parent voice involved in your programming? How are parents the stakeholders in your program? How are they involved in your policy and procedure? Or do you have a parent advisory board? So just making sure that parents' voice is the center, because nobody knows best how programs can be improved than the people receiving those programs.
Yes, like Tania said, and you know, children benefit when parents are being supported and parents being included. They know what will work for their kids. And if they need support, you know, we want to encourage parents to be able to get what they need to benefit, you know, the people. Our kids are our future. So anything we can pour into them is what's best.
And again, back to who you represent, Ready by Five, that age of five is critical.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me ask then, if a parent is listening and needs to get involved, what's the first step, Millie?
The first step would be to, we have a lot of, well, they can either check out the Ready by Five website, and there's links to organizations, and they list like what we currently have or what they currently have available, like such as programs, like the playgroups that she mentioned. But many of the organizations that we pair with also have a lot of information that even if they can't accommodate them directly, so for example, Family Futures is a really big one, even if they don't have what that parent needs in that moment, they can connect them directly to who does.
Great. Tania, anything to add on that?
I think Millie covered it really well. There's outreach and navigation programs, so that their whole scope is to just connect families with resources. So I think connecting with one of those organizations or even through the First Steps Kent website would be the best place to start.
All right, back to your kids, and certainly thank you for serving as spokesperson for this very important conversation. Tania Ingram, thank you.
Thank you.
Millie Martinez, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care to you both.